Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34. After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Just the two of us for now. I want to point out that something that we need to think about and that we need to make sure happens as we move out of this pandemic wormhole, as we squeeze through this wormhole that we've been through, this unprecedented in anyone's lifetime situation that we've had thrust upon us. The coronavirus itself should not have ever gotten to the global proportions that it did, and then we responded to it with this economic shutdown across the country in a way that probably made sense to most of us, but some of the decisions that were made on faulty projections. We now know that they were faulty. Some of them were faulty by structure. The people who proposed them, we now know that they're not what they thought they knew, they didn't know. Those people have been discredited. We know about that. Some of the projections that were made were based on assumptions that were reasonable to assume, but the truth is we couldn't have known that. For example, we couldn't have known what the death rate was going to be, what the mortality rate of the COVID-19 was going to be, because we didn't know how many people were sick. You can't do the math. You can't find a percentage of something if you don't know what all the numbers are to do the math with. And the one of the things we'll learn from this is we'll have a better idea about how many people got sick. We know how many people died. Now, there's some confusion about the reporting on that. We probably need to do some internals on those numbers. We'll have to make sure we differentiate between the people who clearly died from COVID that shouldn't have died this year and the people who died from COVID who probably were going to anyway, the really old people, like my mother and father would have been 5 years ago and 16 years ago. So what we have to make sure that happens, and we all need to work on this, folks, we've all got to either contribute to it or we got to be discerning consumers of the information. We have to make sure that we learn from what has happened so that we know how to deal with it when it happens again. And I hope you're not naive about that. There's going to be COVID-21. There's going to be COVID-25. COVID, the coronavirus is now among us, just like the flu. Once the flu got started, we've always had it. Now we found a way to deal with the Black Plague because that was a bacteria. We can kill bacteria, but viruses are another animal. They're another organism. We still don't have a cure for the flu, and people have been dying. We've been having flu pandemics for centuries. This is a virus. It's not a bacteria. Viruses are meaner than bacteria, believe it or not. They're not bugs. And this virus, we've got to find out what's the math on this. Who is susceptible to it? In March, we didn't know that it wasn't going to affect children like it does old people. We didn't know that, as it turns out, more men are dying than women. We didn't know that. So armed with this information, which has been paid for at great cost on in lives and treasure, armed with that information, we have to have that information. We have to demand it. We have to make sure that it makes sense how we calculate it and how we report it. And we have to have that information available so we can make more accurate, more granular, more targeted, less damaging decisions when COVID-21 hits us. It might be COVID-23, but it'll happen again. God help us if we're not prepared for that, if we haven't learned what we need to know, what we paid a dear price for, that education. I'm Jim Blassie, 22 Stewards.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.